You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm Barb. This is Crackle Dawn. Doug Quinn is here. And a few months ago, I rushed over to Dolby Labs in San Francisco to hear, someone said, you have to hear this guy. He tapes penguins in Antarctica. Is it Antarctica or Antarctica?
Arctica.
You really have to think then, Antarctica. I think when I was a kid I said Antarctic, but anyway. So Doug Quinn is really here, and I was almost not here because I just opened my eyes to quickly take an aspirin before I came to the studio because I had a slight headache and looked at the clock and it was 12:05. I do live close to the station though. And I'm wearing a bad tank top. So he really was around. He recorded in and around McMurdo Sound, Ross Island, and the McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica, October to December 1996. And when I went to Dolby Labs and heard these sounds, it was just unbelievable. And you're going to have the entire pleasure of hearing all these sounds and sounds from other places around the world, especially Kenya. Yeah, and Doug Quinn is here, and he has really great stories, which you're going to hear all about. So what are we going to do? Start off, let's hear some Antarctic soundscapes by Douglas Quinn. Okay, so just before Doug tells us what we're listening to, I just want to remind you that Sarod player Lisa Moscow is playing Saturday night, 8:30 p.m.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to the sounds of Weddell seals from the Ross Sea, McMurdo Sound, and Antarctica. And these recordings are made with hydrophones, and you're listening through nearly 7 feet of sea ice and into the waters of McMurdo Sound.
So this is all underwater?
Yeah, all of these are underwater sounds. Wow.
And what is what are hydrophones exactly?
The hydrophones are underwater microphones and encapsulated, and there are a pair of them about 150 feet apart, run along a tidal crack near Big Razorback Island, which is a small volcanic ridge in the sea ice. It juts up jet black. And it's home to a colony of breeding Weddell seals, which are the southernmost seal in the world. And these are their remarkable calls that we're listening to.
And the first cut that we heard were the emperor penguins, which you said saw you approaching on the ice, like many feet away, and just ran up to you and in formation, you said?
It was extraordinary. I don't think I've ever had an experience like that in my life. Working my way out to the sea ice edge and seeing these small shapes of black and white, and they do have extraordinary curiosity and are pretty fearless on land or on ice because they have no predators. Up top, they do in the water, leopard seals and killer whales, but just the sight of you piques curiosity, and they come over in legions of single-file lines to inspect and find out what you're about. So the mutual curiosity was a real delight and a real privilege in a way.
So then who's first, the leader? Who would be first in the line if they're a single file?
Well, they're single file, but sometimes they thread together, and before you know it, you're surrounded by a whole group of them, and they like to crowd together. They're always in close contact with one another for warmth and, I think, security, and they just inch and inch closer and closer towards you. The circle sort of tightens as I was sitting there on the ice.
So were you on your own?
Pretty much. I mean, I work with one or two other people, but you know, sound recording in the wild is pretty much a solo endeavor. You know, two's a crowd.
And you were saying that they're pretty fearless on land, but before they dive in to the water, they're kind of peering over because that's where their predators are, right?
Yeah, they're very cautious going into the water, and a lot of neck craning and hemming and hawing as they gather along the edge ice. But then one of the cool things that happens is that they all go in together. They aerate their feathers. And I had the opportunity with a researcher down from Scripps, Jerry Koyman, to see in his observation tank, which is a long steel tube under the ice with windows all around, to see them from the underwater perspective as they would dive. And they are remarkable. They're very fast. And when they go in the water, they all go in as a group. And all that air that they filled in their feathers comes out like a bubble stream or jet. So when they all go in together, the water clouds with tiny bubbles everywhere. They take off in all different directions. And they can move. They can move nearly 15 miles an hour underwater at top speed and dive to a depth of over 1,000 feet. So it's another world. And you realize they really do fly through the water.
Wow. So when you said... You said you were in the water, underwater?
Underwater, not actually in the water. This is think of a long tube, steel tube, about 2.5 feet wide with a ladder step on it, mm-hmm. going down 30 feet or 20 feet, mm-hmm. and with an observation chamber at the bottom. So it was mounted in the ice with a huge boring instrument on a sled. And a truck that would bore a huge hole in the ice, and then they drop this thing down, and then the ice freezes around it. But it's a beautiful observation tube.
So you're not in the water, and you're not in a scuba gear?
No. Just on the chilly side, though.
Have you done that, though, in the water?
The scuba diving? No. Okay. Now, most of the divers I met, actually, in Antarctica were women, real specialists, cold water divers,
wow.
and spend half their year in the Arctic and the other half in Antarctica. So I was very much impressed by the skill level and focus that they have and the kind of work that they do. Wow. It's really remarkable.
So were they sound recordists too, or were they taking pictures mainly? Or
mostly visual activity, yeah. Taking photographs, video. A lot of them were science researchers gathering specimens and monitoring the benthic or bottom feeders in McMurdo Sound. Extraordinary footage they brought back on videotape. I mean, just remarkably beautiful.
Do you ever think of combining your sounds with some of those videos?
I do, but there's so much work to be done in just the sound recording.
Yeah.
If I had any more technology, I'd really miss everything.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they get, you get too carried away in too many things.
Yeah.
It's really good to stay pretty as simple as possible.
And the sound palette down there, some of what you are all listening to now, and we'll shut up so you can listen a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think reveals a remarkably unique soundscape, quite unlike anywhere else I've ever been.
But what are we listening to right this cut? What are we listening to right now?
These again are the sounds of Weddell seals, mostly males. This is maritorial calling, meaning underwater territories that they're defending around holes in the ice. And where they're located is nearly 20 miles from the sea ice edge, so they're way, way back in what's called fast ice, which is bound fast to the shoreline. And they come up to breathe in tidal cracks, which they keep open using their teeth. And these are the underwater sounds, take place during a very narrow breeding opportunity of about a month long, and then they're pretty silent for a good deal of the year, so... There's a lot to talk about here with them.
Yeah. Okay, should we go on listening?
Let's listen a little bit more to Weddell seals from McMurdo Sound.
If you want to talk to Doug Quinn, though, and give a call, we won't put you on the air because we want to be hearing this, but you can phone 510-848-4425. That's the studio. Again, 510-848-4425.